A new study by the UCSF Health Force Center has ominous news for the Valley's healthcare system. According to the authors, demand for registered nurses in the San Joaquin Valley is projected to grow by 35% over the next 12 years. But at the same time, the region's total number of RNs is expected to actually decline, creating a serious shortfall. Some estimates put the regional RN shortage as high as 10,000 by the year 2030. So what's behind the decline, and why is it an issue in the San Joaquin Valley? In a moment, we'll talk with Kauai Delta Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer Regina Sawyer and get some on-the-ground perspective on this problem. But right now, we're joined with one of the study's co-authors, Joanne Spetz. Joanne, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Joanne, you looked at this problem statewide. How did the San Joaquin Valley differ from the rest of California?
The results for the San Joaquin Valley are markedly different than statewide. The data for California as a whole suggests that the number of nurses that are graduating from our state's nursing education programs are about the right number to fill the vacancies that will arise as the baby boom nurses retire. But for the Central Valley, we learned that the number of people who are getting their first licenses in the Central Valley is nowhere near the number needed to even maintain the size of the current nursing workforce in the region.
Now, I know this is not an entirely new problem. I remember in the beginning of the last decade, there was concern here that nursing programs were over capacity. They were turning away many students. That wasn't enough to meet the need. They ramped up and began producing more nurses, but this problem is back. Is this a cyclical issue that this region has had to deal with from the data that you've seen?
Well, there has been a cyclical problem with nursing in general in terms of shortages and surpluses, but I would say statewide, we're hearing some noise about concern with shortages for nurses with specialized skills. So I would say there's not overall statewide a nursing shortage, but when you have a nurse retire out of the operating room, then you really need another operating room nurse, and that's where we're hearing about the shortages. That said, for regions like the Central Valley, also some of the far northern counties that are more rural and the Inland Empire, we have a chronic ongoing problem of relatively low numbers of nurses relative to the population growth. And as much as the nursing programs in the region have grown, and, you know, Fresno City College is one of the biggest in California, if not the biggest, they still can't seem to grow fast enough to match the population growth in the region. And that's been an endemic problem. The Central Valley's nurse-to-population ratios are among the lowest in California. They have been when we've had shortages, and they have been even when we think we have a surplus.
How much does the expansion of coverage under the Affordable Care Act, the expansion of Medi-Cal specifically in this region, which is a huge player, does that fit into this problem, at least on the demand side?
Well, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, we do have more people who are insured in California who have health insurance. And we know that when people have health insurance, they tend to seek more health care because they can afford to. Central Valley was one of the big beneficiaries, really, of the Affordable Care Act in terms of expanding access to health insurance for many people in the region. That said, some of the work that we did a few years ago estimated that maybe only about 15% of the growth in demand for healthcare services was coming from the Affordable Care Act, and the other 85% of the growth was coming simply from population growth and the aging of our population. So to put it another way, even if you repealed the Affordable Care Act, you still would have 85% of the growth that was otherwise forecasted. And that is still a huge need. You know, throughout the San Joaquin Valley, we've got older populations of people. We have a lot of population growth. You can just look at the housing construction and see it happening. And that means that regardless of whether people have health insurance, they do have health care needs. And as they get older and move into the Medicare program, then they have health insurance anyway. So they'll seek care then if they need it. And as more older people are in that program, the demand will continue to rise.
Now, on the supply side here, looking at the pool of available nurses, how much of it is simply the aging of the baby boom workforce, or is it other issues out there as well? Are nurses being driven out of the workforce for other issues, burnout, dissatisfaction, or maybe they moving up to nurse practitioner levels or things like that, advancing their education and their expertise? Are there other issues at work other than just an aging population?
Oh, there are definitely multiple issues. I think the aging population is probably the dominant one. You know, it's hard to get around the straight demographic challenges. But that said, you know, nurse satisfaction is very important to retaining people in the field. And fortunately, nurse satisfaction in general is very high in California. We see that in the various surveys that the Board of Registered Nursing does. But it could always be better. And so we do need to be attentive to that. But it would be hard to find, I think, a lot of occupations where the overall satisfaction with the work is as high as it is for nursing. Wages in general for nurses are quite good. It is a profession where it's much easier to make a living as a nurse than it is many other occupations, which makes it very attractive. I think the education capacity problem is an ongoing challenge. It's hard to say, it's hard to use the number of applications that don't end up with a seat as a metric for that, because we don't know how many people applied to 5 different nursing schools and then did end up in one of them. We just know that, you know, if nursing schools are turning away half the qualified applications, maybe some of those people got a seat in a different school, but maybe they didn't, and we don't really know. What we do know from some research that's been done nationally is well over half of nurses live and work within something like 40 miles of where they went to high school. And so so while it is a very mobile profession, as a registered nurse, you can move almost anywhere in the world. A lot of nurses want to live near where they grew up and where their families are. So if you don't have the nursing education programs proximate to where the jobs are and where you need to fill the positions, you might have a challenge. When we look at the graduation numbers statewide, the more urban coastal regions of California have a lot more nursing education capacity than the San Joaquin Valley. And so then the Valley has to try to recruit people from the coast. And, you know, people who live in the coast, it's not necessarily that they want to pay $1 million in rent in San Francisco, but they might have grown up in San Francisco and their grandparents live there, and they don't really want to leave their family. So those are all some of the challenges that you have when in a region where you've got a lot of rapid population growth and a need to try to get people to move in for these jobs, or you need to figure out how to expand the capacity to educate in the region.
So when it comes to expanding capacity, is it a matter of expanding existing programs or starting new ones or some combination of the two? Are there obstacles to any of those?
Well, starting new programs is always expensive. I mean, just straight out, you know, the full cost and effort of putting together a new educational program is tricky. We have seen some really great innovation, especially during the last shortage that went from about 1998 to 2008. Some of the Central Valley programs were incredibly innovative. Two of my favorites in that were a lot of the programs worked very closely with local employers and hospitals to create jointly funded programs to expand their capacity. I remember that Fresno City College had some tracks of students that were essentially funded by local hospitals in order to expand their program because, you know, they were dependent on state allocations to do it on their own. We also saw Bakersfield College over that time period establish a distance learning partnership with Delano and Porterville colleges so that they could have nursing students in those communities do their clinical rotations in the hospitals in those communities, but then they were doing all the coursework essentially by live video teleconferencing. And they had a telephone in the room so they could ask the professor questions in real time. It was pretty cool. And for the day, it was this incredible, you know, way ahead in kind of video and distance learning strategy for nursing education. So we know that the programs there have a lot of potential to be creative. They need the funding and the support to do it, but we know that they can do it. You know, one other area that causes a challenge for nursing schools to expand is a lack of faculty. So faculty for nursing education is generally master's or doctorally trained, and there are shortages of those folks in general, and there's not a lot of doctoral or master's education capacity in the Central Valley nursing education programs, the Cal State programs. And a lot of the people who graduate from those programs with a master's degree are in high demand by clinical practice settings. So instead of moving into faculty, they get grabbed by the clinical, you know, the different practice organizations where the pay is better, of course. And the work for some people, they view it as less stressful. Teaching, although one might imagine is not stressful, it is actually an incredible amount of work and usually at lower pay. So we do need to be attentive also about how to support the schools in the region in identifying enough qualified faculty so that they can really grow their programs, because they can't do it without the faculty availability.
Are there maybe other ways to address or ameliorate some of the challenges of this shortage dealing with the overall healthcare hierarchy, like the mix of LVNs to RNs? In some cases, I've heard that hospitals have cut back LVN staffing and wound up putting more burden on RNs and their duties and roles. Are there other ways maybe to free up some resources through means like that?
Potentially, I think LVNs are a underappreciated resource. The education is about 12 to 18 months, depending on what program they come from. A lot of LVNs end up deciding later to move on into an RN education program. The education can streamline very nicely between the two. They are legally authorized to do a lot of things. They can collect, vital signs and data about the patient. They can administer oral medications. They can do some amount of IV medication management. And there are some limitations to their legal scope of practice in California that are more restrictive than many other states. So I think that what they're allowed to do in California is less than what you might find in Texas or Massachusetts or Montana. But even so, I think they're probably underutilized in a lot of healthcare settings and have a lot more potential to contribute than they're being given credit for.
Before we go and move on to hear some on-the-ground perspectives from Kauai Delta, with this issue and the overall scope of the problem, certainly you're trying to get the word out about this amongst healthcare leaders and professionals. Are they listening? Is this something that's already on their radar, both on the education side and with hospitals?
My sense is it is on their radar. In fact, over the past few years, we've seen from surveys we've been doing of chief nursing officers that statewide concerns have been rising, especially about the baby boomers who are retiring out of these experienced specialized nursing jobs. I think employers are realizing that they're going to have to do a great job of onboarding new graduates and preparing them to take on those roles. But I don't think we really had the data to fully appreciate how dire the situation is in some regions of California. It's been our instinct that everybody has always said, the San Joaquin Valley, it's more of a challenge. But now we know that if we don't ramp up education in the San Joaquin Valley, that we actually aren't even going to be able to maintain the same number of nurses per capita. And we've got to, at the minimum, maintain that with an aging and growing population. So I'm hoping that this information kind of help put some fire under people's feet or some energy into the efforts that I know that are already in discussion and helps accelerate those efforts so that we can get ahead of this problem. We don't need to go through another giant major nursing shortage. We've been there, and it would be nice to avoid that.
We've been talking with Joanne Spetz. She is a co-author of the new study about the looming nursing workforce shortage in the San Joaquin Valley. She is from the UCSF Health Force Center. Joanne, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And one group that has been paying attention to the looming nursing shortage is in the South Valley at Kauai Delta Medical Center. Now, to give us some on-the-ground perspectives of the problem, we have with us Regina Sawyer, Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Kauai Delta. Regina, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you seeing this nursing shortage play out right now in the Valley on a daily basis in your job in Visalia?
Yeah, well, currently at Kauai Delta, we hire approximately 130 new RNs annually. We currently have 90 positions open, and that's above our normal amount. We usually run about 50 at any given time, but we're experiencing extreme census challenges, increased ED visits and inpatient admissions, which is causing us to need to hire even more and more nurses. We have a turnover rate of 10% on bedside RNs, which is under the CHA average, but still challenging to recruit and get the necessary nurses that we need to staff the hospital.
How much of the problem that you're seeing right now is just through the increased volume that you have in Visalia with the recent closure of TRMC in nearby Tulare?
Well, our volume has definitely made a difference. That's why we have such a high vacancy rate in registered nurses. We've increased our inpatient census, our ED visits, all our clinic visits, but we always experience challenges in getting experienced nurses into the Valley. We have a good feeder program to get our new graduates here, but sometimes you do need that experienced nurse to balance the load on the units. So we are definitely seeing flu as well as just a higher acuity level of our patient population.
Is this a cyclical type of problem that we've seen before in the Valley?
I'm not originally from the Valley, but I can say nationally that there is a cycle of nursing shortages. As schools ramp up and as positions fill, then we might be an overstaffed. But I don't think that's the case in this scenario. As nurses, as the practice grows and nurses can practice at the top of their licenses, there are more and more expanded roles for nursing to fill. So if you can, not using a medical professional, if you're using nursing, I think there's more opportunities. So I think we need to backfill those specialized positions as nurses go into advanced practice roles with new graduates into the roles that they're leaving.
You mentioned the advanced practice roles going on to be nurse practitioners or other more advanced positions from the RN. How much of a problem is that versus an aging RN population?
Well, yeah, the baby boomers are getting to the point where they're starting to retire and starting to look long-term at what they're doing. Of course, with the advanced practice, we never consider that a problem. We applaud that and encourage, but and are happy that nurses can fulfill some of those positions. But I think as people expand, as we have more and more need for nurses in different settings than traditionally, we need to make sure that we have enough slots opened in our local nursing schools to replenish those nurses as they move on.
How big of a concern is the issue of burnout? Certainly that's not unique to nursing. Even in the healthcare world, we hear physicians complain about the push recently with electronic medical records and compliance and spending so much time doing data entry versus patient care. Obviously, there are financial pressures in every business, healthcare being one of them. Is burnout with relation to those issues a concern and something that needs to be addressed overall?
Oh, absolutely. There are many programs out there like Second Victims and other support groups. We have support within our hospital structure. We're not necessarily seeing people leave nursing profession from burnout, numbers that would alarm us, but it does cause nurses to look for other avenues of practice, whether that be in a clinic setting or in a school setting. So they may move out of the more acute critical care areas or emergency department roles if they're experiencing burnout.
When it comes to the RN position specifically, how critical is this to the healthcare system, your hospital and beyond? There's efforts out there right now with federally qualified health centers that sort of put an emphasis above and below the RN level, relying more on nurse practitioners and then lesser skilled individuals who aren't nurses helping out in the system. Do you see RNs continuing to be critical to the healthcare system moving forward?
Definitely within the hospital healthcare system, and we have our own rural health clinics networked. We have a chronic disease center, and we use registered nurses and licensed vocational nurses in those roles. We do use the MA that you would typically see in outside clinics, but we've kind of leveraged nurses and make sure that they're working at the top of their license, whether they're a registered nurse or LVN. So there's always room in the hospital, and the nurses have the better training to provide the care coordination necessary for the patient.
So when it comes to solving this problem, what do you see as a potential way to deal with this looming shortage?
Well, I think it's important for hospitals to partner with nursing schools, you know, colleges and ADN programs. We partner with College of Sequoias, and we meet quarterly to discuss goals and what the needs are for our organization. We also assist them financially where appropriate and to make sure that they have enough slots and for nurses to enter the program. So I think hospitals should align closer with their local colleges and nursing programs to work together to solve the solution.
Do we need more programs here in the Valley, or is it just expanding the ones we have?
I think we have a great number, but there are challenges. There's a whole process on how to expand your program, and I know College of Sequoias has expanded their program to the limit, and we're assisting them with an LVN to RN program expansion. that they're going to do. So there's specific regulations on what you can open. But you can expand your schools, but you need to go through the Board of Nursing to do that.
Again, Regina Sawyer, Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Kauai Delta Medical Center in Visalia, joining us today talking about the looming nursing shortage in the Valley. Regina, thank you so much.
Thank you.